בוקר טוב רבותיי, שבוע טוב. Today is יום ראשון שבת קודש לסדר אמור תת באייר. We're on page רש מם א', עד שירצה את חברו. תנן במסכת יומד איזה משנה, דרש רבי אלעזר בן עזריה, מכל חטאותיכם לפני אדוני תטהרו. That pasuk sound familiar? Yesterday. I like doing that to people, like when we're learning Gemara or whatever, and Pesukim from Parashat Shavua come up, like, oh, where's that from? Like, oh, Kitavo. No. And he says, Averot, שבן אדם למקום יום הכיפורים מחפר. Averot שבן אדם לחברו אין יום הכיפורים מחפר, עד שירצה את חברו, זה מחלוקת תנאים, but we pass in להלכה, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that יום הכיפורים is only מחפר for Averot, בן אדם למקום, between us and הקדוש ברוך הוא, but between us and people, you can have a million Yom HaKippurim, and it's still not mechaper until you ask forgiveness and receive forgiveness from your friend. Adam shechata lechavero, lo mitkaper lo ad sheyiratzeh et chavero, v'yesh omrim shekol zman shelo nitkaper lo al chet shebino leben chavero, en Yom HaKippurim mechaper lo gam al averot shebino leben kono. Uldat achida efshar lomar ken, v'chatav al mi shekatav ken share lemare. There's also an interesting machloket haposkim. Some say if you have outstanding avonot between you and your friend and you haven't asked for mechila, that also is me'akev, the kapara that you get, ben adam lamakom. You also don't get forgiveness for ben adam lamakom as well. There is such a shita. Maran Chida says, that's wrong. Which means you don't get forgiven for the ben adam lachavero, but the ben adam lamakom aspect, as long as you're chozer b'tshuva, you get mechila for that. Rak sheba'avira sheben adam lachavero, benosaf la'avon shebeno lachavero, yesh gam avon sheben adam lamakom, shere'avar al tzivoy kadosh baruch hu. וכל זמן שלא ביקש מחילה מחברו, לא רק החלק שבן אדם לחברו לא מתכפר, אלא גם על הצד, גם על צד השמיים שבאותו עוון לא מתכפר לו, אבל אין הפירוש שיש לו חטא קטן עם חברו, חטא זה משפיע על כל עוונותיו. מנן חידה explains. You have, I don't know, you insulted your friend, you spoke לשון הרע, and you also have חילול שבת. It's not the פשט that if you didn't ask your friend for forgiveness for speaking לשון הרע, your עוון of חילול שבת is not forgiven. No, because one has nothing to do with the other. You know what the those poskim who say that means, every avon of ben adam lachavero also incorporates within it an element of ben adam lamakom, because Hashem said, don't speak lashon hara. So whereas chilul Shabbat only has one component, the ben adam lamakom, the lashon hara, the avon of lashon hara actually has two components, the ben adam lamakom and the ben adam lachavero. So as long as you didn't ask for mechila from your friend, he didn't forgive you for that component, the bin adam lamakom component of that same avera is not forgiven. But it's not mashpia on all other averot. ועל יקל אדם ראש בעברות שבן אדם לחברו ויסמוך על כך שיפייסן וימחל לו. כי אנשים קטני הדעת אינם יכולים לנסות עלבונות, ובליבם כואבים איך פלוני עשה לי כך וכך, וקשה להם לבטל ולמחול על כבודם, ואינם מקבלים פיוס. Don't treat בן אדם לחברו sins lightly, with having this thought in mind that don't worry, you know, I'll do something to him, but I'll go over to him and ask him for forgiveness later. There's always Erev Yom Kippur and stuff like that. Because there are many people, he calls them ketanei hada'at, people who are small-minded and cannot forgive other people. They take their kavod so seriously that even if you ask them for mechila, they really can't give you mechila b'lev shanim, because they're like, oh, you insulted me and whatever. So don't bank on that. ומסיבה זו, צריך משנה זהירות שלא ללעוג על אדם תם, שהרי בר דעת יודע להבליג ולהתפייס, אבל אם לועג על תם, קשה אחר כך לבקש ממנו מחילה, ונמצא שתשובתו קשה. So you have to be careful not to laugh at simple people, simpletons, עמי הארץ, because for such people, you know, a person who's בר דעת, תנת חכם, מנטייר, okay, fine, see, forgive, forget, whatever, move on. But for simpletons, it's very hard to forgive, and therefore, that makes your teshuvah exponentially more difficult. ובכל אופן, כתוב בהלכה שאם הפוגע עשה את המוטל עליו וביקש ג' פעמים חילה, כראוי ולא מחל לו, אז בשמיים כבר ימחלו לו. There is a, you know, there's a protocol for asking מחילה. The protocol is you go over three times with different amounts of friends in different places and whatever, and if still, right, everybody knows, you know, in Siman Tafri Shvav, in Shulchan Aruch, Oron Chaim, where it discusses in Chot Erev Yom Kippurim, had to ask for mechila. If you went through that process and the guy is still not mochel, in Shamayim you still have mechila, but it does make the teshuvah process much more difficult when the person is ksheorif and he doesn't want to be mekabel pius. Let's do one more. I love this Gemara. Shuv yom echad lifnei mitatach. Shanu rabotenu zal. It's a Mishnah Masechet in Pirkei Avot. It's a Gemara in Kufnun Gimel in Shabbat. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Shuv yom echad lifnei mitatach. Rabbi Eliezer told his Talmidim, make sure to do teshuvah one day before you die. And all the Talmidim are like, hey, wait a second. Shalu Talmidav et Rabbi Eliezer. V'chi adam yodea ezo yom yamut. How are you supposed to know what day you're going to die? אמר להם, וכל שכן, ישוב היום שם ימות למחר, ונמצא כל ימיו בתשובה. ואף שלמה אמר בחוכמתו, זה פסוק עם כהלת, וכל עת יהיו בגדיך לבנים, ושמן על ראשיך אל יחסר. Which means, it's very interesting, you know, both Jews and Goyim follow the mantra of treat every day as if it's your last. Do you realize that?
Jewish.
So the question becomes, okay, treat every day as if it's your last, lemai nafkamina. Yeah, and therefore what? Goyim say, treat every day as if it's your last, and therefore party hard. Am Yisrael says, and this is Shitat Rabbi Eliezer that he told his Talmidim, treat every day as if it's your last, and therefore b'chozer b'tshuva. Do ma'asim tovim, learn Torah, because you might not have an opportunity tomorrow. V'nimtza kol yamav b'tshuva. And by doing so, every day you'll have teshuva. So you see, it's just what you do with that mantra. Treat every day as if it's your last. Absolutely. This may be your last day. Nobody's got any life insurance policies from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't know if you're going to be alive in 10 seconds from now. So treat every day as if it's your last. Treat every limud like it's your last seder. Every tefillah, like this is your last tefillah. Every mitzvah, like this is the one that you're going to bring up to Kisei HaKavod because you don't know. When you look at every part of Avodat Hashem like that, you'll reach almost the level of perfection. Le'olam, yafeh lashuv b'tshuva sha'achat kodem. Kmo shekatav Rabbeinu Yona, shebe'ichur tikun hanefesh hayetzer orech mitgaber, v'yikshe alav etaken nefesho acharken. The more you put off, the more you procrastinate being chozer b'tshuva, the Yetzer Hara gets stronger and stronger. And it's an even bigger avon. You have an opportunity. You have a way out. You have an escape route through Teshuvah. Yes, Uriel?
Well, so we have avonot from many, many years ago, but we don't even remember that. How much is a tshuva?
You do tshuva klalit.
Is there a way that we mask it? I don't remember.
You're maski. That's why in vidui, we have a vidui klali on all kinds of averot. And then that incorporates what you remember and what you don't remember. If you don't remember it, you come clean before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't remember all of the avonot that I ever did, but I'm sure they're there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tekabel oti b'tshuva shlema. That's a toughie. That's tough. En ma la'asod. What are you supposed to do if you don't remember? That's why Ben Adam HaChavero is so severe, because sometimes you forget. Chafetz Chaim actually writes that in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. That's why Lashon Hara is such a terrible avon, because you have to ask for mechila, and throughout your life, if you're murgal, if you are, you're very easy to speak lashon hara about people, you don't remember every person that you spoke about, so how am I supposed to know who to ask mechila from? That's why it's such a terrible avon. But at least, dayenu, that you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to stop doing this, that's at least something, b'ayinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if I don't remember exact, so what am I supposed to do? So just, okay, I don't remember everybody, I can't ask for mechila, I have all of these outstanding avonot, so what, drop dead? Now what? He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I wish that I remembered everybody, and if galui v'yadu alefanecha, that I would ask for mechila if I did remember everybody, or if I remembered every avon that I did, I would be chozer b'tshuva on a individual level for those avonot, but I don't, and you know that. So, yiratzon, that my tshuva klalit should be, and sometimes the Kafah Chaim writes in Siman Taf Reshvav, you can do tshuva tamishkal. If you don't remember exactly everybody you spoke Lashon Hara about, so learn Ilchot Lashon Hara. Teach it to other people. Be careful about it from here on in. All sorts of things to offset the negative that you did in the past, you can offset it with positives. Verstehst? It's not black or white. We have to be careful.
We like black.
Yeah, but, or green. It's... Black or white is uniform.
We like green. Our paper to be green.
No. There's in any law enforcement, there's two kinds of officers. There's uniformed, and there's undercover. Remember that. The uniformed officers are black and white. Then there's undercover officers. They're colored. Yom Tov, Yom Tov, Shavua Tov.